In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon texts are our Old Testament reading from Zechariah 9, our epistle from Romans 7, and our gospel from Matthew chapter 11. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as you were listening to this morning's readings, did you notice a common theme or thread that ran throughout all three of our texts this morning? I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, Zechariah cries. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what is going on and I keep doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? Saint Paul groans. And Jesus identifies that there are those who are weary and heavy laden. How about now? Do you notice a common theme or thread that ran through all three of our texts this morning? Very simply put, not only the world, but God's own people's lives are filled with unrest. The enemies of Babylon have attacked Israel. They have razed and destroyed their cities and homes, and then took every last man, woman, and child who they didn't kill as slaves. 70 years of turmoil, 70 years of chains, forced march, painstaking labor, whips, suffering, despair, and death. That's Zechariah's day. Then there is St. Paul's daily struggle with his own sin, the struggle of knowing what is godly, knowing what is good, knowing what is true, knowing what is right, but failing miserably to do it. And then feeling the guilt, shame, sorrow, despair, and regret of your own sin. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? That was dumb. I knew better. Why did I give in again? Wretched man, worthless man, ungodly and abhorrent man that I am. Then there is the sharp, straightforward words of Jesus. Those who are weary and heavy laden. Those words are sharp because they concretely and plainly acknowledge life's unrest. That is to say, things aren't how they should be. Life is chaotically churning with evil. It's a hot mess. To this, we might add a fourth text to our reading for today. The text of Holy Cross and Emmanuel. If our lives were written out and read in church today, it would look something like this. Another pointless doctor's visit. No one knows what is wrong. No one even knows how to help or even get a little relief and help from my illness and pain. Another heartbreaking failure. Why didn't I follow through? Why didn't I do better? Why did I let the anger get the best of me? Why did I say such hateful things? Can anyone truly love me? Does anyone actually care about me? Can't anyone see that I'm hurting? Another lonely day, a depressing day. Because my husband, wife, son, daughter, mom, dad, and best friend has been ripped away from me in death. Another day of restless anxiety. What do people think about me? Will I pass my class? Will I get that job? Does that man or that woman truly like me like I like them? Will my marriage last? Will I have enough money to live on? Will I be able to make my monthly payment? How am I going to pay for all of this? Will this year's harvest be plentiful? Will it rain? How long will my health hold out? How long will I continue to be able to live in my home? What if I have to go into a nursing home? What will I do then? How long can I live like that? How much longer will I live at all? Dear saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, have you ever noticed that when you listen to something, a text being read, a story being told, we tend to focus on the bad, the negative, the evil? I'm not surprised, since we are by nature sinful. So yeah, when we hear all four of our texts this morning, I would expect us to see lives that are filled with unrest. How could it be any different? But you know, that's not actually the predominant theme or thread that runs through all four of our texts. The theme is not the hot mess of a life that is chaotically churning with evil. No! The theme is rest and respite. God's rest and respite that he gives to his people who are wearied or heavy laden by their life in this world. Come to me, Jesus says, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What is this light yoke? This rest and respite for the soul that Jesus speaks of? Is it not this? To cut off and to shatter the chariots, the war horses, the battle bows, the very strength of your enemies, sin and death and the devil, by speaking a word and promise of peace. A word and promise of peace to the nations. His word, which alone delivers you and I from this body of death. To say to you who are suffering and in despair, comfort, comfort ye my people. For Christ also suffered once for sins, once for you, the just for the unjust, that he might bring you to God. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Do not fear or be dismayed. Is it not to say to you who are imprisoned by the guilt and shame and regret of your sin? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, offered himself as the perfect lamb of sacrifice on the cross for you. The Son has set you free, and today every last sin that weighs you down and burdens you is forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in peace. To you who are anxious about all aspects of life, Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. See how I feed and clothe them. You are more valuable than these. Your heavenly Father knows you need all of these things, and he graciously gives you all that you need to support this body and this life. And what's more, he has given you the gift of his own Son, so that you who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life. How will he not also, with him, with Jesus, graciously give you all things he has promised? To you who suffer in illness, Jesus, your great physician, says, cast your burdens upon the Lord. He will sustain you. For you have a God that is for you and not against you. God did not spare his own Son. Jesus gave up his life for you. His grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in your weakness. The Lord is your rock and your fortress. The Lord is your strength and your shield. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. To you who are heartbroken and feeling worthless, Jesus says, you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I gave my life as a ransom for you. I bought you with something far more precious than gold or silver. I bought you with my own precious blood, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And to you, who have had a loved one ripped away from you by the cold hand of death, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. For in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet, I will return in glory, and I will raise this lowly, mortal body to be like my glorious, immortal body by the power that enables me to subdue all things unto myself. I will wipe every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Behold, I make all things new. This, dear saints of the living God, is the rest and respite that your God gives to his people, to you who are wearied and heavy laden. And today, Jesus graciously, tenderly and gladly beckons you to come. Come to me, ye who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come here to church where I have promised to be for you again and again and again. Receive Jesus' words. Receive his baptism. Receive his absolution. Receive his own very body and blood. Rest in Jesus. Draw near to his throne of grace that you may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now and unto life everlasting. Amen.